حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنسيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم. In the ayat that we are busy with, we had 11 categories of animals which are halal and for certain reasons are made haram for parts of those animals. In that we were to discuss the animal that dies its own natural death, flowing blood, the swine, pig, and what has been made, what has been set aside or slaughtered for any other god, for any other deity, for any idol besides Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala explains 5 other categories now. Of the 11 categories here which I explained of halal animals which do become haram. The first is Al-Munkhaniqatu, or Jo Mar Gaya Ho Kala Khoonne Se. That animal that has died by choking itself, by choking. Either somebody choked it and it died, it wasn't slaughtered, it was choked, or it got trapped in a bush or something, anywhere, and by choking it died. So that animal also is not halal. One more udato. Yachot said, that animal that was beaten to death, whichever way, that beaten to death, like somebody takes a piece of iron, anything, and beats an animal to death, that animal will also not be permissible. In here is also reference to that arrow that is made with a sharp point. But the arrow, the actual arrow, the sharp point, that does not kill the animal. And that also is what the condition, when the arrow is left in hunting, then Bismillah must be read at the time when the arrow is shot. But if that was not done, and the other part of the arrow, which is made of wood or iron, and it got killed with that part, that is also like it is being beaten to death. So that animal also will not be permissible to consume. Well, mutaradiyatu, ya unche se girka, or animal that has fallen down, like from a cliff or any place, in the mountains, anywhere, it fell to its death. Or somebody pushed it, and it fell down, and it fell to its death. That animal also would not be permissible. When natihatu, yasin marne se, and that animal that was killed by the horns of another animal, like if animals are fighting, and the one animal kills the other animal, then that animal also will not be permissible to consume the food of that animal. وَمَا أَكَلَ السَّبَعُ or جِسْكُ خَيَاهُ دَرِنْدَنِ and that animal that was eaten, that was hunted and then eaten by some wild animals like lions, tigers, cheetahs, etc. If they hunt some a buck or a cow, etc., and then that animal also will not be permissible to be eaten if they leave half or whatever part of the animal. Illa ma zakkaytum, magar jisko tumne zubah kar diya. But however, of all these categories, that animal that you slaughtered, that will be permissible. This means that animal was beaten to death, it choked itself to death, or somebody choked it, or it fell down. But when you got to the animal, there was still life in that animal. It was still living. And then you slaughtered it according to Sharia. Illa ma zakkaytum. You slaughtered it, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and you slaughtered it. And its blood flew out of it. Now that animal, the balance of that animal will be permissible. But all that will be on condition that a person had slaughtered it according to Sharia. So these are all intricate masala, and there is a lot of detail in it, and that can be found in the kitab of jurisprudence, fiqh. And a person should refer there for all this. And whoever is involved in all this, especially people who hunt, they should make sure that they know the masalas properly. Every hunted animal doesn't become halal. especially today with the bullet that is being shot. It doesn't just become halal just by slaughtering also. There are intricate masalas and people who are involved in that, and the game is not in every case also that it is halal. A person must find out the rules and regulations. And the bottom line of all this is that we become conscious of what we consume. It isn't just any and everything, especially in meat stuff, whether it's poultry, whether it's mutton, whether it's beef, etc. We must make sure what we are consuming is halal, what we are consuming. If it comes in the category of maita, of being dead, carrion, and we are consuming that, then it is very, very, very harmful, it is dangerous if we don't know. And when we know that it is not right and we are consuming, then it is very dangerous for us spiritually also. So Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious. Very, very important, whatever we lift up with our fingers and put in our mouths, to be conscious of what we are eating. Not just any and everything. Today, by the efforts of shaitan and the enemies who shaitan uses as his agent, today the foodstuff Muslims are eating across the world, in the holy places also, has become very, very doubtful. A person must be very conscious of what he is consuming. May Allah give us all tawfiq to consume halal. And then from halal, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that if a person consumes halal, and then even if he doesn't want to do good deeds, he will do. And if a person consumes haram, and he doesn't want to do haram things, but he will do the haram things. So what we consume is very, very important. May Allah give us all tawfiq.